So, there's this comedian by the name of Michael Ian Black. He tweeted, deeper even than the gun problem is this. Boys are broken. Boys are broken. And I want to add, like I've never seen before in my entire life, never heard of, seen of, it is crazy what's happening to boys and men in America today and around the world, but especially this country. They are the most hated creatures on this side of heaven. There are women out there calling masculinity toxic masculinity. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy. And the reason it's happening, because men, boys and men, represent God. They are the Christ on earth. They bring in the love. They bring in the strength. They bring in the, well, through them, from God, love and strength and insight and goodness come about. From God to Christ to man to the woman. And if you're married with children, from the woman to the children. And the children of the lie are working overtime to destroy that. And the children of the lie, some are aware and some are not. They hate God. And as a result, they hate boys and men. And that spirit that's made a home in them is working overtime to destroy it. And they got it set up in this country where these godless women and men who hate God and men and boys, they can say whatever they want to say and get away with it. But you can't say the same thing about women. You can't. Well, you can. Most people don't have the nerves to say the truth about women. Isn't that amazing? And so Michael goes on to say, until we fix men, we need to fix the gun problem. Until we fix men, we need to fix the gun problem. Well, there's no such thing as a gun problem, Michael Ian Black. No such thing as a gun problem. That's a lie that's been made up by the children of the lie. It's a lack of morality problem, a lack of love problem, not a gun problem. He also said that the last 50 years redefined womanhood. Women were taught they can be anything. No commensurate movement for men who are still generally locked into the same rigid, outdated model of masculinity, and it's killing us. So when did being masculine, when was it outdated? When was that outdated? And how is it killing us? Anyone who is, any male who is not a man and who is not masculine, that's what's killing you. Try to be a girl when you're a man. Try to be a woman when you're a man and try to be a girl when you're a boy. That's what's killing you. That doesn't work in men. These people are so dumb, I just don't know what to do. Isn't that amazing? I got a lot going on. I don't know what you're talking about, James. Oh, so the NRA invited Michael? NPR invited Michael? Oh, so I'm being told that NPR invited Michael to promote what he was saying. Can we get Michael on the show, too? He was invited by my producer and he declined. What a coward. A man who hates his own masculinity. He will not come on the show. Will you see Michael? Ask him, James, tweet out asking Michael, why did he decline to come on the Jesse Lee Peterson show? Such a coward. We're on Newsmax. We're in over 50 million homes around the country. This man is a coward. He hates his own nature. So this is from NPR. Michael says, a break time already? I'm starting to hear that in my head now. But Michael was invited on the show. Michael N. Black was invited to talk about this. I need a better explanation from him. When I come back, I'll get to your phone calls. 888-77-JESSE. I want you to wake up to this attack on men and boys. They're weakening you, turning you away from your natural born nature given to you by God. No one should tamper with that. So according to Michael, the movement for men who are still generally locked into the same rigid, outdated mold or model of masculinity, and it's killing us. What in the world does that mean? It's an honor to be a man and masculine and dealing with. Look at President Trump. And he said that it's killing us to be a man. Do you feel better being a woman? This is from NPR. Michael says what he meant by tweeting that. Michael says what he meant by tweeting that boys are broken. Here's what he meant by that.
So, boys are broken. What did you mean by that?
I want to clarify that I am not an expert in gender studies. I'm not an expert really in anything. What do I mean by boys are broken? I think it means that there is something going on with American men that is giving them the permission and space to commit violence. And one of the main things we focus on correctly is guns and mental health. But I think deeper than that is a problem, a crisis in masculinity.
I don't even know what that means. This guy is weak and stupid and dumb. Michael answers a question about rigid, outdated masculinity.
You wrote in this that the last 50 years redefined womanhood. Women were taught that they can be anything, no commensurate movement for men who are still generally locked to the same rigid, outdated model of masculinity, and it's killing us. When you say that there's this rigid masculinity, what do you mean by that? That men aren't able to express themselves?
Partially, yeah. I also think that masculinity doesn't have a language in the way that femininity has come to have a language. We understand that femininity can be much more broadly encompassing than masculinity now. When you think of a strong woman, that doesn't rob her of any of her femininity. But when you think of a fragile man, that has the effect culturally, I think, of neutering that guy. And so much of masculinity is rooted in sexuality.
James, you got to tell me what you mean by sexuality. I don't know what that means. But I don't understand this kind of language. Being a man, being masculine, is love, real love, and strength, and righteousness. It is spiritual protection for your family and for the world. It represents everything that's good. And so James is here. He's a really good, smart, intellectual, common sense kind of guy. He's of the Hake Report, his own show on Sundays. He would not be doing a live show because he's traveling as well this Sunday, but thehakereport.com. So when he says that masculinity is of sexuality, what does that mean?
I think
it says he's too cowardly to come on and answer this for me. I have to find someone better.
Yeah, I'll speak for him. I bet you that he's like so used to being around guys that are hypersexual, that imitate masculinity, that that's what he thinks that it means.
But masculinity is not about sexuality.
I know, but a lot of guys today are.
Well, those are not masculine men. Those are girly men. Mm-hmm. Those men are trying to get something that's been lost, and they think the woman has it, and they try to get it through sex. That's not masculinity.
He doesn't think that that's girly men. He thinks that's toxic masculinity. Well, I haven't heard him use the word toxic, but that's what other people call it.
Yeah. That's amazing you understand what he's talking about. So when he says it's rigid and outdated, how can masculinity ever be outdated or rigid? If you're not masculine and you're a man, then you're frigidy and rigid.
I mean, he's talking about the fact that traditionally men work, the women stay at home, the men protect the family.
Which is the right thing if you're married.
And the women stay at home.
Oh, that's rigid?
And the men are not homosexuals or effeminate. That's rigid because you can't become slightly effeminate.
Right. You're not allowed to.
Right.
Because you've been traumatized if you do. So Michael talks. What?
That's confusing.
What? If you become what?
He's talking about rigid masculinity, meaning that if you become, that it's too rigid if men can't be soft and weak.